You're listening to SBS News.
To the familiar strains of country singer Lee Greenwood, and on familiar ground at West Palm Beach, Florida, just down the road from his property, Mar-a-Lago, seemingly returning to a familiar job. Donald Trump has claimed victory in the US presidential election in front of thousands of wildly cheering supporters and hundreds of millions more watching and listening on. He looks set to return to the White House 4 years after leaving in humiliating and controversial circumstances. He looks like he'll become only the second person to serve non-consecutive terms as US president after Grover Cleveland in the late 1800s. Mr. Trump, keen to emphasise his comeback story.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Most media outlets have not officially declared Mr. Trump the victor, but are projecting him close to the 270 needed Electoral College votes. The consensus is that Mr. Trump has won the so-called battleground states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. Fox News has declared him the winner in Wisconsin as well, which would basically seal the victory for Mr. Trump. There's not yet a verdict in the other battleground states of Arizona, Michigan, and Nevada, but he is in the lead in all these states. Victory in Alaska, a solidly Republican state, would also officially push Mr. Trump over the line. He's also leading the nationwide popular vote, with about 65 million votes overall, compared to 60 million for Kamala Harris. A controversial and divisive figure, revered by his fans and hated with a passion by his foes, Mr. Trump is vowing reconciliation in his second term.
We're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
Like many things about Mr. Trump, this was not a standard victory speech. Mr. Trump was happy to share the microphone with his running mate, J.D. Vance, and some of his supporters, even Ultimate Fighting Championship boss Dana White. And Mr. Trump was keen to trumpet the diversity of those who voted for him.
Nobody's ever seen anything like that. They came from all corners, union, non-union, African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, Arab-American, Muslim American. We had everybody, and it was beautiful. It was a historic realignment.
He's also invoking a sense of destiny after overcoming criminal charges and two assassination attempts in his quest to become the 47th U.S. president.
Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness. And now we are going to fulfill that mission together. We're going to fulfill that mission.
To help him fulfill that mission, it looks like he'll have a friendly Congress. Victories in West Virginia and Ohio look to have given Mr. Trump's Republican Party control of the Senate, and they appear to have made gains in the House of Representatives as well. As for the Democratic Party, Vice President Kamala Harris has neither publicly conceded the election nor addressed her supporters publicly. She left the talking to her campaign co-chair, Cedric Richmond, speaking to the crowd at her alma mater, Howard University in Washington.
We still have votes to count. We still have states that have not been called yet. We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted, that every voice has spoken. So you won't hear from the Vice President tonight.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.